Hello, lovely listeners. This is Ebony sending you many greetings from SOAS. This has been a very exciting week here as students and teachers get together to talk about multilingualism. I have here our resident expert, Dr. Alex. Tell me, what do you think about the events of this week?
Hi, Ebony. Yes, SOAS is a very international place with people from all over the world speaking in many different languages around us. Just walk around and listen to the language you probably have never heard before that students of this university speak. We are currently also conducting very interesting research here at SOAS about how multilingualism is prevalent in many aspects of our everyday lives. Tell me, have you ever spoken to anyone around here about their languages?
No, Dr. Alex. Let's do that now. Here we are. Good morning, miss. I have our resident expert here, Dr. Alex, who is willing to answer all your questions about multilingualism. Do you have any which you would like to ask?
Oh, hello. Well, I have kids. Is it true that if I speak to my child in two or more languages, they'll get confused?
You really shouldn't worry about that. Many people often say that bilingualism slows children's language development down, but there's actually no scientific foundation for that at all. Many recent studies have shown, on the contrary, that there are various benefits of bilingualism. For example, bilingual children have better memory, better decision-making, and flexible problem-solving skills compared to monolingual kids. Also, at a social-emotional level, learning family languages can help maintain ties within the family, culture, and community. If your kids know more languages, they also have better employment opportunities.
Great. Me and my friend couldn't help but overhear. Do languages actually make you smarter?
Yes. Like I said before, many researchers have now recognized various benefits of bilingualism. Knowing more than one language will improve your memory, reading skills, decision-making skills, and problem-solving skills. It will facilitate learning further languages as well. It is said that bilingualism will also delay the onset of Alzheimer's. So that's the clearly benefit, I would say. Additionally to that, knowing more languages means you can connect with more people from various language backgrounds. Of course, I'm not saying that languages bring only the benefits. It really requires a considerable amount of time and efforts on your part.
So what's the best language to learn? If I'm studying here, which language will make me smartest?
Well, that really depends on what you want to do with your languages. I mean, some have advantages, you know, in the socio-economic area, so they get you better job opportunities. And some other might just be fun for learning, or you might just enjoy, you know, the place where they're spoken to, and you would like to go there and feel more comfortable interacting with the people. But talking about smartness, all languages really have complex and sophisticated grammatical systems. So there's not really any difference. And all of these benefits I was just talking about apply to speakers of all languages. It's not just the big ones like English, French, or Chinese. You can learn anything from any continent, whether small or big, or you know, kind of socially accepted or dialect. You could learn Tagalog, Urdu, Bengali, even different dialects like Scottish English, Irish English, Singlish. For those of you who don't know what that is a variety of English spoken in Singapore. It's really more the process of learning languages that make you smarter.
Oh, okay, thank you.
Oh dear, we seem to be drawing a crowd. Tell me, madam, you seem terribly confused. What is your question?
Well, I'm really crap at languages, but I still really want to learn. What can I do?
Well, I would say just go for it still. I mean, we're all different and some people are more talented in learning language than others. But I honestly think that it's more a question of motivation than of talent. If you're exposed to a language and if you really want to speak it and you have people with whom you can speak them, you're going to be as fast as everybody else. And even if you're not getting to that stage, just a single word or some phrases can make your life quite different. I'll assure you that just learning to say bonjour, comment allez-vous will make your trip to different countries like Senegal a more enjoyable experience.
Sorry, excuse me. I completely disagree, but wouldn't it be better if we all spoke the same language?
Well, many people say it would be easy if everyone spoke English, but let's think about this. What is English? We have many different varieties of English. There's British English, American English, Singlish, the English in Singapore I just mentioned. So these are languages that started as being the same, but because they are located in different geographical areas, and their contact with other cultural groups and other languages, they have changed over time. We humans are social beings, and language is used as a creative tool for interacting with each other. So part of this, then, is that we naturally create new words and phrases all the time when speaking with our friends, which reflect the world around us. And since these variations do not occur in all versions of the same language at the same time, over time, these variations will lead to language change. So to answer your question, even if we all spoke the same language, there are still differences that would need to be taken into account. Research has shown that 80% of interactions in English are spoken by non-native speakers. That should mean that just because you speak English, you shouldn't try to learn anything else. It can be easy to think, why should I bother learning another language if everybody already speaks English? But really, you're not doing yourself or your brain any favor by not making the effort to. When it comes to a language, less is not more.
Fantastic. Oh dear, look at the time. We must rush off to the next seminar. For all our listeners, thanks for tuning in, and catch you next time.